Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Did not anticipate today that we would be this deep into bowling talk off the air. Not even on the air, but off the air. All right, let me do the code word, and then I want to get right back into this because I'm fascinated by this. I got a tweet from a bowler, C-Dub. C-Dub tweeted at me. Oh, I got to find it here. First of all, Crowder is underhand pitching. He isn't bowling. I'm with that, C-Dub. An 8-pound ball I can't get my fingers into. So if Crowder's using an 8-pound ball, that's like me holding a racquetball.
So how many bounces do y'all get before you hit the pins? One? I get one bounce before I hit one bounce and then I hit the pins.
First of all, Crowder is underhand pitching. He isn't bowling. He says, I'm a bowler. Picking up the 7-10 split is pure luck, no matter what your skill level. So I can believe that Crowder picked it up. I was telling Crowder, man, my bowling, I can bowl a 150 just as easily as I could bowl a 32. there is no rhyme or reason. And my fingers always hurt by the end of it. And I'm just a mess.
Oh, yeah, bro. My forearm is sore for 2 days after I go bowling because how much velocity I try to put behind the ball.
You mean after you do fast pitch softball, right?
Yeah, I bowl like I'm playing football. I bite my lip. Yeah, I go after it.
Because bowling is a finesse game. It's not a strength test.
Well, that's how you thought about it. That's why you bowl 32s.
I'm telling you, I can let go of the ball, and it arcs so perfectly. I've got the perfect spin that it'll just touch the edge of the gutter where it's coming out, and then it curves in, and it's a beautiful strike. Plow! And on the next roll, I do the same exact thing. 3 inches after it leaves my hand, gutter ball. And I can't get in a rhythm. 51 years, I've tried to get into a rhythm bowling. I can't get into a rhythm.
You know what? I tell the little worker, don't put no wax. Don't put none of that crap on my lane. Take the little machine and go to another. I want my lane to be dry. Don't put no extra oil on my lane.
Tack. Give me tack on my lane.
Yeah. I don't want to bowl on cement. I don't want no oil. Cement bowling is what I like to do. I don't want.
What about you,
oil.
Solana? Let's hear about your bowling lie. Go ahead.
Nah, I'm not good at bowling. I'm not even going to lie
really?
About it. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. So what's like a typical score for you?
Yeah, I'm probably around like 130, 140. I'm no good. I'm no good at bowling.
I think that he's more like an 80 or 70 there, and I think he's trying to jazz it up a little bit. Oh, what about you, Steven? Steven, do you bowl at all?
I mean, I haven't bowled in like probably like 8 years. But
what do you think your last score was?
It was definitely under 100. I'm not very good at
under
it.
100. Yeah, yeah. Because when you have kids, you go bowling a lot more often than if you're not.
Or dating. I'm surprised Steven and Solana and dates. Y'all don't date. Y'all don't bowl date. That's the best date ever. It's cheap.
Expensive. Cheap. It's expensive.
Yeah, it's pretty cheap.
Nah, it's pretty cheap. Expensive.
No. What's this, $10 a round?
On the weekend, it's expensive, but if you don't go on the weekend, it's not
lane in Del Rey at used to be the Frank Theaters. On the weekends, flat fee, $50 an hour.
Hmm.
That's expensive. But now they all, they serve food, you know. It's like, it's a whole totally different experience. You ever go to like Topgolf, you know, and it's like, I think of the old days of the driving range when I was a kid, and it was like, you'd be lucky if you got one that had the rubber tee built into it. Most of the time it was like shredded and heavy. You get to Topgolf, and they've got the waiters and the waitresses, and it's like a whole thing. Let me do the code word here. Let me do the
OJ
code word
quickly.
Here.
OJ McDuffie has a strikes, you know, at spares what is that, university. He has a charity thing.
But he does thing.
As soon as you walk in as a celebrity, quote unquote, golfer, they say, hey, you want to taste this rum? Hey, you want to taste this cognac? Hey, you want to taste this vodka? Hey, you want to taste these beers? I'm like, bro, I'm not going to be able to see the pins.
Doesn't
and you
matter.
Take
You're
six
underhand
shots
pitching.
Before you even get on the lane. Yeah, so you need to have some kind of mind to yourself when you're bowling.
Here's your code word. We're giving away Joe's dough on 560, Leroy's loot on 790. Someone texted in that they've seen Leroy Horde hit the 710 split. I'm going to have to, I'm going to FaceTime. 100%
believe that. This.
Why?
Don't you look at Leroy. Look at the guy that rides a bike and has the skin tight uniform on. He looks like he'll bowl.
But do you understand the difficulty in picking up a 710 split?
Yeah. Bro,
like
I know.
I don't think you do.
I do. I've done it. You know what? But I'll tell you this. I haven't picked it up 90 times, but I hit it one time.
Of course you haven't. You'd be the greatest bowler in the history of the world.
But OJ McDuffie can bowl. Oh, actually, OG can bowl his ass off. Pat Sertan can bowl. There's some guys out there can bowl. I think Tuan Russell's a hell of a bowler. Like, guys, like, it's when you lose one sport, you got to pick up something else to make you feel athletic. And I think a lot of ball players learn how to golf or bowl. You have to do something else correct.
Leroy Horde didn't pick up his FaceTime. OG could eat an 8-pound golf ball like a grape. 8-pound bowling ball like a grape. All right, here we go. The code word this hour is machine. Machine. Text the word machine to 72881. Do that right now. 72881. You could win $1,000. Just text the word machine to 72881. This is a national contest. Message and data rates may apply. It's sponsored by Anajar and Levine, accident attorneys. Call 1-800-747-FREE. 1-800-747-3733. Text the word machine to 72881. Let's get headlines here quickly with Alejandro Solana.
The baddest bowler ever I've ever played with as an athlete was Ronnie Brown.
Someone texted in. I got it. There's so many texts that came in. Someone texted in about seeing you and Ronnie Brown bowling together.
Bro, Ronnie walks in, but Ronnie walks in with his khakis on that are, you know, 2 inches below his wee wee. And he has a first throw ball and a second throw ball. He has the wax. He has the little bag you shuffle the ball in. Ronnie B has, I've never seen him throw under a 200 in my life, and we've bowled together 100 times.
Really?
Huh. Ronnie's a monster on the bowling alley.
All right, what do you have in the headlines, Solana?
He owns his own bowling shoes, because that's how you know. Like, you can have your own bowling ball, but anybody can. But if you own your own bowling shoes, you don't rent them, that's how you know. They're legit.
Solana, bowling shoes, first throw ball, spare ball, and the little bag you throw
thing.
It in.
What's
yes,
the difference between the first ball and the second ball?
The first ball is, it's slicker, so you can get the real good spin on it, and the second one isn't as slick, so you can have more control of the second throw ball. It's, I'm talking about, Ronnie is McElroy of golf. Like, Ronnie's stupid good.
This is a great text. Steven, F that, bring back Jimmy.
I love right, both.
Go ahead. Go ahead, Solana.
The NHL trade deadline has come and passed. The Florida Panthers made a deal about 20 minutes ago. They've traded prospect Emil Heineman and a 2022 second round pick for forward Sam Bennett of Calgary.
All right. Do we have any idea that if that's good or not?
I have no idea if that's a good move, but
I don't know. I'm being honest. I have no idea.
Yeah.
Let's go, Panthers.
C-Dub, the bowler I told you that tweeted, C-Dub just tweeted a new tweet The more I hear Crowder speak on it, I'm losing confidence that he picked it up. I think he might have remembered it wrong. It may have been a 7-9 split. That's what I was saying to him, C-Dub, during the commercial break.
Ain't no 7-9.
During the commercial break, I was saying to him, are you sure you know what a 7-10 split is? Are you sure?
Bro, the left back corner is the 7. The right back corner is the 10. I hit it down in the middle, and I curved it left. Flipped over there, hit the 10. I jumped up in the air, looked back at my girlfriend at the time and now wife, and she said, oh, good job, baby. We were at Bolero's on 84th between Pine Island and University. Get the hell out of here, C-Dub. Your hating ass.
Look at you. Picked up the 7-8. It's not even a split. You just picked up the 7-8. Dude's telling a story about
Come
picking
on,
up a 7-8.
Don't do that to me.
All right, what else, Solana?
David Dwork, he writes for Local 10. He covers the Panthers on Local 10. And he tweeted out that Sam Bennett will provide some of the center depth Florida was looking for and is a solid possession player. He's an unrestricted free agent after this season, making $2.5 million. He writes, nice ad for the Florida Panthers.
All right, good. They need a little help. Lost 3 in a row.
The Cats have lost 3 in a row. They'll be in Dallas tomorrow, 8:30 p.m., puck drop, Chris Drieger. He's going to start tomorrow for the Cats.
You will hear that game on 560 QAM.
The Heat, they're 3 games above 500, 107-98 victory over Portland. They play the Suns tomorrow night, 10 p.m. They continue this 4-game road trip. It's game 2 in Phoenix tomorrow.
You'll hear the Heat game on 790, the ticket.
The Marlins, they're 2-6, currently on a 1-game win streak. Yesterday's game against the New York Mets, the season finale, the rubber game, was postponed due to weather. They'll play the Braves 4 times in a row. Game 1 begins today in Atlanta, 7:20 p.m. start time for the Fish.
Very good.
Rubber game.
That's what they call it, right? The rubber game, the rubber match?
Yeah, rubber game. Yeah, rubber game.
I thought it was rubber match. It's rubber game? You taught me something.
Sure. No, rubber game, yeah.
Rubber game.
I thought it was something else. I thought it was talking about me in college.
Hideki Matsuyama, he won the Masters yesterday, finished 10 under for the tournament, won by a stroke, first male golfer from Japan to win a major championship.
Yep, very cool. Fun weekend watching golf.
And we're circling back to this, National Grilled Cheese Day. Guys, according
to time, because Gino Toretta's coming up. Can you do that in the 4 o'clock hour?
We'll try again in the 4 o'clock hour.
I got sidetracked here with the golf and the bowling and the, it all added up.
Here's your weather update from the Exogen Weather Center. Right now in South Florida, it's raining all across South Florida. In Miami, nice drizzle. Currently 82 degrees outside
nice
tonight.
Drizzle.
Nice drizzle.
All right.
Yeah. Tonight, the lows are going to drop. Have you ever seen a drizzle that wasn't nice? Every now and then, you need a nice drizzle.
Okay.
Tonight, the lows will drop into the mid-60s. That report brought to you by Rubenstein Law. Injured in a car accident or slip and fall, call Rubenstein Law, 1-800-FL-LEGAL. They're also open on weekends. That was your weather.
All right, Gino Toretta was at the Masters yesterday and Saturday. This is a very tough ticket. Like, I saw D. Wade and Trevor Lawrence and Patrick Mahomes, but I think they were all there like Thursday, Friday. The Saturday, Sunday tickets were almost impossible to get, but he talked to us last week, and so we said, hey, you got to call in Monday. And I believe he's driving home from Georgia right now, so he'll be in his car. But I want to get a report on what it was like. I mean, being there at the Masters, when the attendance is, low anyway because of COVID. I think it was like 25% capacity. So tough ticket, but I want to see if he had the pimento cheese sandwich and all that stuff. So Gino Toretta in the next segment. Now, I want to talk about Keeps here, and I've been talking about Keeps on the air, and I keep saying, man, I wish I had something like Keeps available to me when I started losing my hair. And it's too late for me, but I'm sharing it with you out there listening because it's not too late for you. 2 out of 3 men will experience some form of hair loss by the time they're 35. More than 50 million Americans suffer from male pattern baldness. But There are two FDA-approved medications that can prevent hair loss, and Keeps offers both. And if you are starting to lose your hair, I highly recommend you go online and get Keeps. They offer a simple, stress-free way to keep your hair. You have a convenient virtual doctor consultation. And then once you're approved for Keeps, you'll get the medications delivered straight to your door about every 3 months, and it's in discreet packaging. Keeps has proven results. It's low cost. The treatments start at just $10 per month. Keeps offers generic versions as well. Prevention is the key. Treatments can take 4 to 6 months before you start to see results, so you want to act fast. You want to start now. And I say this every time I talk about Keeps. They've got more 5-star reviews than any of their competitors. Go online, check it out. You'll see. So, like I said, I wish Keeps was available when I started losing my hair. It is available to you if you're losing your hair. So, if you're ready to take action and prevent hair loss, go to keeps.com/hoc, H-O-C-H, and receive 50% off your first order. That's keeps.com/hoc, K-E-E-P-S.com/hoc, H-O-C-H, to get 50% off your first order. Do that right now. Keeps.com, K-E-E-P-S.com/hoc, H-O-C-H. All right, we'll talk a little Masters golf with Gino Toretta next on Hockman and Crowder.
This is the Hock and Crowder Show.
Stop it!
Hock and Crowder.
Gino Toretta, he was on with us last week. He was going to the Masters. He got the rare Saturday-Sunday tickets for a Masters that has limited capacity anyway. A very hard pull. I don't know how he managed this. We saw, you know, I said Patrick Mahomes and Trevor Lawrence and D. Wade and a whole bunch of celebs there I saw on Thursday and Friday. I don't know if he saw anybody on Saturday or Sunday, but here he is, Gino Toretta. Hello, Gino.
Well, it almost started not very well. Actually, it did start not very well because my brother and I left our hotel in Augusta, and I pulled out of the driveway, and I'm like, where's my credential? I handed him his credential in our hotel room, and I lost mine some way going down the elevator out of the thing.
What?
So I didn't think I
that,
was.
I mean, the credential's your ticket. That's a $2,500 or $5,000 ticket. How do you misplay? Why didn't you put it around your neck?
It just had like a little, you know, small thing you put on your belt loop, right? It's just like a normal credential, and I had it in my hat with my mask and, you know, and all this stuff, and I literally reached in my pocket like right when we drove out of the hotel garage, and I didn't have it. So I texted my buddy. I mean, I'm going all through. I went back and forth every elevator in the hotel, backtracked. Oh. I'm like, how in 5 minutes could a ticket disappear? Anyway, so we drove to Augusta. I texted my buddy. I said, no bleep. I lost my pass. So I dropped my brother off. I said, go to the first tee, and that's where my buddy was going to be there at noon. And all of a sudden, I dropped my brother off. I pulled out. I was going to, you know, go park and just wait and see if somebody called me, you know. And all of a sudden, my phone rang, and it was the police officer at the gate. Mr. Gino, turn your car around, park. We'll take care of you. And security walked me in. He goes, dude, we didn't even know who you were. He goes, but you know the ticket number. He goes, they have ways to, you know, basically check the barcode, block the other pass. And within 30 minutes, they gave me another ticket. So I actually got in. It was
Heisman Trophy, baby.
That only happens for Gino damn Toretta.
Heisman Trophy.
Hawk, I would have been locked up. They would have locked my ass up. Gino gets another ticket because he lost his own.
I'd have been crying in my car driving back to Boca. Lost the most important ticket ever. Gino's like, hello, Heisman Trophy winner Gino Toretta calling. I seem to have misplaced my ticket.
No problem, Mr. Toretta. Gino, dress code, man? Yes, I know there's a dress code for the golfers. I've never been to Augusta, and I've been to small courses where there's dress code. What about spectators? Will they turn you around if you ain't dressed right?
No. They were fine. You had to have a mask on. I saw people out there with jeans on. You know, I mean, I shorts and a golf shirt on, and no, it was all fine. I was even like, do they allow you to smoke cigars out there or smoke? You weren't supposed to smoke like 15 feet from the ropes around, like, you know, if there are people around. But no, it was fine. It wasn't that strict, but it was, let me say, a very country club-esque type attire for all of the people out there.
Sadiddy.
Right. Very
I
waspy.
I call it Sadiddy.
Yeah, very waspy, I would imagine. So, okay,
Hawk's,
so take us through it.
Hawk's buddy was out there Sunday afternoon. He was in the middle of the second fairway, Darth Vader. He was out there following Justin Thomas. So,
most of us are never going to experience this. So you pull up, you get the ticket thing straightened out or whatever. So now you're in Augusta National. You walk in.
Well, first off, my buddies had it all gone. They're like, dude, take Uber. They're like, traffic, the parking, it's terrible. So I'm like, okay, go down the lobby. No cars available. No cars. I mean, like the night before, no cars available. We asked the front desk, what about a cab? 2 hour wait. I'm like, it's like a 4.5 hour drive from here. I'm like, or 4.5 mile drive from here. I was 2 hours. There's like no transportation. So my brother goes, well, let's just drive. We drove. We parked 200 yards from the front gate. I mean, it was crazy because such the limited capacity. And, you know, that obviously had the ticket issue where the sheriff walks me in and, you know, I go in, they got to scan my ID and maybe they give me another pass. And we go in and you kind of walk in and the practice range is right to the left. So, you know, I was kind of double timing because my brother was, I told him to go in to see if my buddy was still waiting for us. And then straight to the concession stand because I needed some calories and some hydration.
Now you've got my attention. Gino Toretta walks into the Masters. It's Saturday. Beeline to the concession stand. $1.50 pimento cheese sandwiches, egg salad sandwiches. Talk about it.
I think in the first trip, it was probably a double Dutch on the pimento cheese. Also a chicken salad sandwich, and it was only two beers per person, so a couple beers. So I had to knock those back. That was kind of the precursor. And, you know, I guess I don't know if it went all downhill from there, but, you know, every concession stand from there, it was kind of replenished all of the above.
But how was the pimento cheese sandwich? Because this is famous. This is world famous. It comes in like that green cellophane, and it's just – pimento cheese on white bread.
Exactly. I mean, I don't think I've had a piece of Wonder white bread since 1984 in high school. But I gotta say, pimento cheese is very underrated. I don't think to buy it, but the sandwich was solid. Had the egg salad sandwich. I had to kind of try it all. I will say this on Sunday. Now agree with me if you think this sounds good. So there was a hot barbecue pulled pork sandwich, which was very good. Okay, so all of the above were tried on Saturday. Everything was tried. So on Sunday, I was like, you know what? I bet this pimento cheese would be pretty good on this pulled pork sandwich. Mm-hmm. So I took a pimento cheese, pulled one of the pieces of Wonder Bread off of it, put it in between the other two slices of the bun and the barbecue pulled pork sandwich, and then I knocked that back, and it was very tasty. My brother goes, wow, how'd you think of that? It was phenomenal.
That's savvy. That's savvy.
Genius, Gino. Genius. So two beers per trip or two beers period? Because I don't want to go to Augusta if I have two beers all day.
It was per trip. So there was domestic light, which was probably light beer. There was something called Crow's Nest, which my brother tried that first, and I'm very upset that he did not steer me away because I tried that my second round, and it was a very fruity Hefeweizen that was kind of sour, and it was like thumbs down on the. It was called Crow's Nest, and then there was a import, which I think was Stella. So, but it was two per trip, and beer sales stop at 5 p.m. So with the rain delay on Saturday, needless to say, we're a little disappointed on the reentry. We had no time to have a couple more at the last part.
So the pimento cheese sandwich, so I made one over the weekend. I'd never had one before. Solana made one, and Crowder made one. We each had them at our houses. Now, I did it on white bread, and I cut it diagonally because that's what I read that they do at the Masters. I loved it. I thought it was tremendous. I sat down, I was watching TV outside, had the pimento cheese sandwich, a funky Buddha, and I loved it. Crowder made his on honey wheat, which I don't even understand what he's doing there. And Solana made his on whole grain. And I don't even know what he's doing there.
Multi.
Multigrain. Both of them hated the pimento cheese. I thought it was delightful.
I think it's the bread. You can't have pimento cheese with bread. The bread flavoring will conflict with the tanginess of the cheese. You got to just go white bread that doesn't taste like anything.
Yeah.
It's horrible. It's got all kinds of carcinogens in it, and it's terrible for you. But you have to do it with the
Hawk, you didn't listen to Gino's second story where he actually took the sandwich and put it inside of a pork sandwich to upgrade the flavor. Now, awesome sandwich.
But he liked the sandwich as well. He got there Saturday. He was starving, fired back one of these pimento cheese sandwiches, and his life was changed,
And then he decided to rub it between some pork. You gonna throw pork on it? That's the trick?
Exactly. Think about it. How many, like the burgers with the melted cheese, the fake nacho cheese, you know that ups it up a notch. And I was like,
of course,
man, I bet this pimento cheese on this hot pork pulled pork sandwich will be pretty tasty. You know, the egg sandwich, I will say this, egg salad, it was kind of bland. It needed like some pickle relish or something. And it just didn't have the zing, but they don't have hot dogs, so there's no pickle relish or anything to spice it up with.
Oh, genius, Gino. Genius, genius. What about celebrities, bro? Who'd you see? Let us know.
Yeah,
let us know what you got.
Let's
talk
go.
About it. What you got?
I told you, Nick Saban. That was. I would assume the biggest guy. He was on the second hole on Sunday, watching Justin Thomas. I thought probably the funniest thing was Mike Weir, who's Hawk and I's age, who won the Masters. He was everybody that's a member gets has a green jacket, and they walk around and they kind of, you know, they're watching the tournament like you and helping people if you got something wrong. Mike Weir won the tournament. He's 51 years old. He had a hat on that said Usher, and he's walking around knocking them back with four or five of his buddies from Canada. And people are like, is that Mike Weir? I was dying laughing. I that was the funniest thing of the whole trip was him walking around like he was the Usher of Augusta. But let's see, Brock Huard, Damon's brother from Washington, who I know, and the famous New York Jet quarterback Mark Sanchez. That was about the the extent of the celebrities that. But I would say this: everybody's got a mask on, so I wasn't one where I was recognizing anybody. I was like, you know, I had my hat pulled down, and I was just rolling around the course.
So overall, Gino Toretta, Masters on Saturday and Sunday, overall, was Augusta National, and I saw a couple brown patches on the greens a little bit, I thought, but overall, did it look immaculate? I know you've played there before, but now it's all decked out for the Masters, and were you able to see a lot of the action?
Oh, it was phenomenal. I mean, Saturday, especially after the rain, I told Solana when it rained, so I was literally in the parking lot, and I started to pull out, and my buddy texted me, Bishop from Chicago down in Miami. He goes, hey, Jim Nantz said they're teeing back off at 5:15. I'm like, well, they told us to go to masters.com, and there was no update. So all I did was move the car in the parking lot closer to the exit, and we sat there, and then all of a sudden people started lining up at the front. We went in there. When Justin Rose was finishing his 18th hole, he was the last group. he missed the green to the left. Hawk, he was 3 feet in front of me, and I was on the rope. Wow. I mean, there couldn't have been 700 people around the green at the end. There was nobody had gone back in because there was only, you know, an hour and a half of play. And then, I mean, it got crowded on Sunday, you know, especially following Matsuyama and Xander Schauffele at the end. But no, it was great. I couldn't imagine it. You know, it would be hard to get near the ropes with, you know, when it's full capacity.
Right.
But it was phenomenal at limited capacity this weekend.
Gino, I got to ask you, man, that's a question I've had about the Masters for years. I've played hundreds of rounds at dozens and dozens of courses. I've never went around without peeing in the bushes. Is there any does anybody, spectators, golfers, has anybody took a nature tour at the Masters and went behind the bushes?
How dare you?
I would highly doubt it at the tournament because let me put it to you this way. Every group that tees off, so it's two golfers, there is an armed cop walking down the fairway with them. Okay, so you got that guy at the group. There's probably 25 marshals, ushers on every hole, outside the ropes, down the sides, and the concession stands. You know, Channing, you have to wait until the ninth hole, or, man, the outhouse is on six, and you're like, well, I'm not waiting until six. I got to go now. But, dude, they're hidden, and you don't even see that stuff on TV, but there are concession stands, restrooms everywhere, all over in the trees out there on that course. But I would have to assume that somebody probably has ventured into the woods and relieved themselves.
Just a little nature tour, Gino.
Gino Toretta.
I know this. They wind you down for a cell phone at the start, so you don't even mess around once you're in.
Right. There was no chance of sneaking in your cell phone and taking pictures?
I think after the rain delay, I could have because they didn't wind you back down. But at the start, no, it was empty your pockets. They made me take my hat off. I go, why don't you make me take it? They're like, you know, something in your ball cap. I'm like, okay, all right, whatever. Yeah, there's no way. And nobody's got them out there on the grounds. Nobody got a cell phone out.
Hey, real quick, just because we got on this conversation, do you bowl at all? Have you ever picked up a 7-10 split?
I mean, I have bowled. Normally, I try to throw it as far as I can in the air down the lane, which generally isn't very good for scoring, so I stink at it.
Right. Because Crowder is this PBA bowler yesterday, he picked up the 7-10 split, and it's the first time that it's happened on TV in 30 years. And Crowder, who we know has intercepted Tom Brady, and then we found out a year ago or so, hit a hole in one playing golf, also claims that he has picked up the 7-10 split. It seems to be a bit implausible. So I'm just curious if Gino has ever picked up the 7-10 split.
Well, I did see Rob Stone is a buddy of mine, so I did see the highlight.
Yeah, it was a great call. It was a great call.
I mean, come on. Hawk. He went to Gainesville. I mean, what else are you going to do but bowl up there? So he probably learned how to bowl.
My point is, but my point is, he's probably at the bowling alley. He's drinking. It's a 7-8. The two pins are next to each other. He thinks it's a 7-10 split and now goes through life telling everybody picks up the 7-10 split.
Now you're putting it on beer. Listen, now you're putting it on the liquor.
Exactly. I'll give him the 7-10, and you know what? I bet Channing has made out with a fist wad of cash from his boys bowling because I could see him just mowing down some dudes out there on the bowling alley. I don't doubt country that went to Gainesville on the bowling lot. I don't do that. I think he did it.
And you never bet the first three games. You let the guys get all the good bowls out, let them get a couple shots in them, and then, hey fellas, let's put up 50 on this one. See who wins.
Let's make it a little more interesting.
That's after
you make them drink a pitcher of beer, and you can drink six of them without being fazed.
Gino knows the game. He
all
knows
right,
the game.
Gino, drive safely. Drive safely, Gino.
All right, guys.
See ya. There you go. Gino Toretta, our Masters correspondent. All right, and then in the next hour, in the 4 o'clock hour, we'll have our WrestleMania correspondent. I mean, we are covering all the bases today.
Come on.
Quick break, and then more Hockman and Crowder.
You're listening to the Hock and Crowder Show.
Mount Rushmore of nuts, cashews, pistachios, shelled peanuts, and D's.
Hock and Crowder.
Play the sound again, Solana, of the PBA bowler. This is Anthony Neuer. Again, this is the first 7-10 split picked up on a PBA Tour TV broadcast in 30 years. Here was the call.
Right through the face, leaving the 7-10. The 7-10 only been made on television 3 times in the history of professional bowling on TV. Come on, kid, do it. The Ginger Assassin just dropped the 7-10. You bet, kid. You bet. Oh, man. Give me some oxygen and water to spare the game. Brought to you by Guaranteed Rate. If you believe it, you can do it. Guaranteed Rate. Believe you will. I believe the Ginger Assassin can drop the 7-10. Oh, man.
I love how crazy they go because it's so rare. And then I love looking down at the text machine and seeing this text. 7-10 split is not that big a deal. Pick them up many times. Yeah, okay. No, okay, Dexter. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. It'll be like the announcers going crazy over a 4-yard gain. This has never happened. I mean, yeah, like, no, you have not picked up a 7-10 split a number of times. You are a liar if that's what you're telling people.
I've told you. I've seen them 120 times. I've done it once. Like, I'm not acting
somebody
like
texts
I'm,
in,
I'm that guy.
Channing, I will give you the hole in one, but ain't no way in hell I give you the 7-10 split. I've been bowling for years. I've never even gotten it to slide over and touch it.
Because you're not strong enough and you throw a two. Everybody wants to throw these heavy ass balls. Every, especially if that's a man tech. If it's a woman, I understand. I'm sorry. But these men want to grab, hey, give me the 16. Hell no, I don't want the 16. The ball's too damn heavy. I throw an 8. If y'all weren't listening earlier, I throw an 8. My fingers barely fit in the holes and I throw it 20 feet down the lane before it hits wood. I pitched the bowling ball. I'll be honest.
Hold on, I'm gonna FaceTime Leroy Hort again. He had FaceTimed me while we were talking to Gino, and I said I texted him. I said I'm talking with Gino because I want to see because someone texted us that Leroy Hort he saw them. Hey, so we're just real quick because we're up against a break, but we played this bowling sound of the dude who picked up the 7-10 split, and Crowder tells us that he has picked up a 7-10 split, and that.
Ask why he laughing, the little thumb wrestler looking like a Ninja Turtle.
He says he wants to know why little thumb wrestler looking Ninja Turtle's laughing when he heard that he got a 7-10 split. But someone texted us that they saw you once pick up a 7-10 split. Is that true?
It's possible. I used to bowl a lot back in the day.
All right. But you don't believe that Crowder picked up a 7-10 split? Yeah, neither do I. Crowder has intercepted Tom Brady, hit a hole-in-one on a golf course, and says now he also has picked up a 7-10 split.
He's had a hole-in-one?
Yeah.
Damn.
It doesn't sound like Leroy believes you, Crowder.
Leroy, goodness gracious.
I'm not saying it's not possible.
All right.
180 out. Dropped it. Boom. 2 bounces. Blinkums. Got him.
Why,
and Jeff Darlington co-signed on it.
The only level of success I've seen is I know he can jump.
why you answer this FaceTime with no shirt on, Leroy?
Because I was minding my own damn business in my
house. All right, we got to go.
Leroy, is he hairy? Is Leroy hairy? He looks hairy.
No, man. No.
He ain't hairy.
Very nicely groomed.
I know why, he's put together. I thought he was hairy.
Why you answer the phone with no shirt on? I'm minding my own damn business in my house. Put a shirt on. All right, there you go. Leroy Horde throwing a little bit of doubt as to whether Crowder has picked up the 7-10 split. We'll have to.
You text Leroy next time I see him at Publix or Walmart. We gonna wrestle.
All right, 4 o'clock hours coming up. Gonna give you the code word. Your chance to win $1,000. Josh Appel, the Marlins public address announcer. He was at WrestleMania all weekend in Tampa. He's going to be our WrestleMania correspondent. So we still have a lot of stuff to get to here coming up in the 4 o'clock hour.
For over 42 years now, 42 years, J&K Roofing has been South Florida's premier roofing company, fixing, replacing, restoring roofs here in South Florida. They're the best. They practice social distancing to keep you and their workers safe. To be honest, in most cases, they don't even have to come in your home or office to fix your roofing needs. And yes, home or office, residential or commercial, there's no job too big. There is no job too small for J&K to handle, and they're going to save you money. Because the special financing offers right now through Y-Green will blow your mind. You got to give J&K a call. If you have any roofing questions, assessments, if you just haven't looked up there in a while, give J&K Roofing a call. And I had to ask Donnie, the owner. I asked, when you tell me you've been on top of a market like South Florida for over 42 years, I had to ask him, how? How do you do it? It was easy. We got the most highly skilled workers that are experts in installing new roofs and repairing existing ones, and they're bringing the best material. Shingle, metal, tile, gravel, clay bearer, terracotta, whatever you got up there, they have the best material, and those highly skilled workers installing it, you can't go wrong. Quality, service, safety, and health is what they promise customers. I said, I am a customer. I love them. Quality, service, safety, and health is what we want, and that's what they give us. And if you just moved to South Florida, I'll tell you, but if you've been down here, you know you do not want to have roofing issues in South Florida. You never know when it's going to rain. The weather changes. The wind picks up. Hurricane season's coming. You got to call J&K Roofing today at 954-961-9879. That's 954-961-9879 for all your roofing needs. Give J&K Roofing a call, and J&K Roofing knows we're all in this thing together.
All right, quick break. 4 o'clock hour next on Hockman and Crowder.
This is the Hock and Crowder Show.
Boy, you should have zigged. What, you zag? You should have zigged.
Hock and Crowder.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.